zoning.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Following supporting reasons, it's an orderly development in a mature area.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
On the variance?
Are they good?
I'll move the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
The receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
The recommendation of the public service be concurred in.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Criteria A to D of subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter are satisfied.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the public hearing with respect to the application be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Okay. Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. For the variance, please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued, which will be mailed to all persons registered. Item 10 is a subdivision and rezoning at 1926 to 1946 St. Mary's Road under file DASZ 25 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be also heard at the same time, namely, item 11 is a variance at 1926, 1928, 1934, 1942, and 1946 St. Mary's Road under file DAV 130371 of 2013D.
Okay, I've got a number of people here on this application, some in support, some in opposition, some just for information. So we'll have the applicant come down, Jeremy Weeb. If you have other people with you that want to speak on the matter, what's your name?
Paul
Workington. Okay. But for other folks, I'll call your name, or you can come down and speak, or just say you're either here in support or in opposition or for information. Sometimes people get their information and they don't want to speak, or sometimes people don't like to speak, and so they just say they're here in support or in opposition. So you're welcome to do any of those things. So go ahead, gentlemen, tell us what you are doing here.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, folks. My name is Paul Workington. This is Jeremy Weeb. We represent Cobblestone Homes. We're proposing to do a rezoning and a subdivision of the noted properties that you heard about. Rezoning, we're looking for RMFM. It's to accommodate the proposed condominium project, which I believe you have drawings on. And also there is a variance requirement for a 25-foot setback, which I'm not sure if that's part of this or not.
Yep, that variance is in your joint, they're being heard jointly.
Okay.
So you got to present on both.
For a total of 144 units on the subject property.
That's it? Nothing
that's
else to add?
That's it.
Well, we'll listen to what the other folks have to say, and we will have you back to rebut after we hear from all the other players on this matter.
Okay.
Others in support. I have Wayne Johnson. Just to support. Thank you, Wayne. Is anybody else here in support who has not registered? No? I have some people in opposition. I have Angèle Roberts.
Yes.
Are you here in opposition? Did you want to say anything?
Sure.
You have to come down to the podium to speak, please.
The part that I'm opposing or in opposition is
okay,
the variance.
First, you just have to state your name and address for the record, please.
It's Angèle Roberts, 110 Allberg.
Angèle. Okay.
So I will be on the south end of that division across the street. So I'm opposing the variance of 25 feet. I want to keep it at 65 feet so that the balconies are not so close overlooking our backyards across the street. I realize in the presentation they're saying other buildings along the street are built right on, like the enclave apartment blocks, but they face a Tim Hortons and another apartment block.
I think there's actually a 25-foot setback there.
Yeah, but they're not facing backyards. like this condominium project would.
Okay.
The enclave doesn't face backyards. So when you have a four-story building, they're looking right into our yards. If you, and that, so the closer you make the variance that they're requesting, the closer they are to our backyards. Am I making sense?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm not opposed to the buildings at all. It's the variance I am.
Okay.
We, and also, in keeping it back 65 feet, it lessens the noise. We already have the noise of St. Mary's Road. We made that choice when we purchased the buildings, our homes. But if we have a say in keeping some of that noise even a little further.
Okay.
Can I ask another question? Because I've never been here before.
Well, usually we ask the questions, but go ahead.
I don't know if I can ask this other piece of information. There is a turnaround right behind my house. I've had two cars come through my fence. I've had a car come through both neighbors' fences.
The curb cut, the,
yes.
The median cut.
So with all the traffic that's going to come out of there, I would love that curb closed there, because you're coming around a bend to the condominium when you're coming south, and when they're going to come out of that their parking lot and want to come and turn around to go north behind my house in the wintertime, they're going to come through my fence again. I've got insurance, so I'm covered, but I'm just looking at traffic and accidents.
They're usually done by design, but we'll take that up with
okay.
them. But, and I don't know that would be their requirement, but
okay,
we'll certainly bring it up and we'll talk with our planners as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next in opposition, I have Dave and Judy Tomlinson. Just a name and address for the record, please.
Dave Tomlinson, 100 Allberg Drive.
Judy Tomlinson, same address.
I hope so. for now, anyway.
Basically, what we're just doing is just agreeing with Angel had proposed that frontage be back to 65 feet rather than the 25 for all the same reasons. We do not have the cut behind our house that they do, but I'm thinking that perhaps there's going to be more lighting coming from across the street than there is right now. It's a sad enough thing that we're losing the setting sun in the nighttime due to a 51-foot structure coming behind us, but just basically having the building set back that extra 40 feet, I think, would certainly make us a lot happier. I realize that there's going to be somewhat of a lessening of the privacy issue with the buildings being set on the angle they are, but it's just strictly a matter of it's the lighting, it's going to be the noise. If it was set back 65 feet rather than 25, perhaps the builder would even put in more trees and perhaps it would soften the noise of the traffic going down St. Mary's to the people in the blocks as well. So,
yeah, I think part of the problem with the setback is that we're trying to take all the land along the river for public space.
Okay.
And so there's a bit of a saw-off here as to what we're doing. So I'll take it up with the builders and with the planners and see, but I know, like, when we do anything along this stretch of St. Mary's Road, we try and acquire the river piece to connect from St. Patel Park all the way along to Maple Grove Park to have a nice parkway along there.
Okay.
So that's part of this. I know it's in the application, carving off a substantial piece of the back of this for to become public reserve or parklands.
Right.
But we'll talk about that when we talk with the planners as well.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. John Casey, Casey? Catchy, close enough. Where's John? He's at 1950. You've been here before, John. I recognize you.
Yes. Hi, my name is John Cacci. I live at 1950 St. Mary's Road, adjacent to that property that they're trying to get changed. My concern is, first of all, is side yard allowance that's going to be happening there, which I'm not really familiar what's really going on there. I just happened to last minute find out that the meeting was happening tonight. I know the sign has been up there, but I'm a busy guy, so anyways. My concern is that. Also, my other concern is that the last time there was a condominium south of me built right adjacent to my property there, the river bank, even though they stabilized it, it's still dropping. Now, I know that they did some work on further up, 1930 or whatever, they did some riverbank work this winter. Now, this spring, again, I have riverbank that's really cracking. And because of this movement here, I'm planning on being on the property there, and I want to make sure I spend a lot of money and time building into the way it is, and to have these properties right adjacent to me like that without, stabilizing the river properly. I don't know who decided the last time, but I've been there since 1987, and before the condominiums, there was never any sign of river
erosion.
Anyways, and it's happening more and more. Every year, it seems to be happening more. And these are my concerns. Are they going to be putting up fences, trees to give me some privacy? Because I'm going to be stuck in between these two condominium projects, if you guys allow that to happen.
Okay. Get the arguments, John. Thank you.
Thanks.
I have nobody else here registered in opposition. Is anybody in opposition who hasn't registered? I have people. Are you here in opposition or for information?
Information.
Yeah, we haven't called them yet. Just ask if there's anybody else here in opposition. No? I have some folks here for information. I have Rick Friesen and Diane Meyer. You got to come down here to speak.
Diane Consular, and I have just a few questions. As you know, I am in favor of the development of this property on St. Mary's Road. And I had a few minutes with Robert Koscheck this afternoon just to gather up some of the information. I have questions just on, is this an opportunity for questions?
No, we asked the questions. You're making a presentation. You're here for information. So you get to place the information on the record, then the people will come back and rebuttal and respond to you.
Okay. Then the questions are either going to be going to Paul Workington or to the city.
You're speaking here. Just make your presentation, and then we'll get the information. We'll make sure that they respond.
All right. Riverbank stabilization, that's one of my questions also.
Okay.
We've done an extension on the stabilization halfway onto my property this past winter coming from the north, and I'm just wondering what the procedure is going to be for the rest of the stabilization. I am the neighboring property to 1926, 1928, all the way through to 1946. St. Mary's Road, and the above ground parking is also a concern. I understand some of the planning going on to the north of me is all designed with underground parking. So as much green space as possible is going to remain to beautify the area along the Red River, the walkways and whatnot. So this is also just one of my concerns. I am in full approval of the development going on here. I think it's a good idea. I think it's great for the city, great for taxes. Just how far they're going with it is a concern. Flood wall, is that going to be a necessary design in this situation, since it was in St. Norbert with the Renaissance? And the viewpoints from the future projects, can't tell you what those are going to be. I'm sure there will be some concerns, though, since some of the future projects will have a higher height limit than the project going here with four stories. So they will be looking down on parking and green space, and I would hope that those people want to see as much green space as possible. Neighboring projects, we're just looking at this project will also complement the neighboring projects going on from Rivergate, which is to the north of me, all the way to the existing greenhouses in the new project. So quality of the project is what we're looking for. Those are some of the answers that I hope to receive from the builder and their entourage and the city. That's about it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next, I have Bonnie Barley and Jim Eldridge for information.
My name is Jim Eldridge, 94 Allbirds Drive. Sorry for being slow getting down, just getting old here. But Bonnie Barley and I are here to, not to oppose, but rather to reinforce the wish that the development go ahead with a minimum of intrusiveness to the neighbors across the street. I think we would echo the points that were made before concerning privacy. We value our backyard, swimming pool, etc., and would be, prefer that people not be looking down upon us when we're in the backyard, at least as little as possible. Secondly, the night lighting, which I gather is a significant issue for other people who have large developments near them. We're not used to lights at night there, and I gather that in a lot of cases they're on 24 hours a day, or at least all throughout the dark period, which makes sense for security, but I guess what our basic wish would be is that the city officials work with the developer to minimize the intrusiveness on the existing neighbors across the street. And it's a wide street, but it's still going to be a big change in the character of the neighborhood that, from what we're used to. The point was made also about traffic issues. There have been some serious accidents along that strip, even without this. People barrel along St. Mary's at high rates of speed, and so I guess, again, that would be something to look at as you go forward. We're not opposed. We recognize this is inevitable, somewhat regrettable, but we just ask that you take account of the people that are there across the street.
Okay, Jim, thank you for that. Just to let you know, we do have what we call a plan approval process that comes back here, so things like lighting.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, we do have a plan approval process,
yes.
Things like lighting and that we can address at that time, and I'll take that up with them and talk through some of the issues of,
okay.
And even some landscaping that can help buffer some of the other impacts as well. So
okay, thank you.
We'll talk that through with them when they come up in rebuttal.
Great.
Okay. I had, where did I put it now? One more. I had Lloyd Gooding. Lloyd, are you here? Did you wish to add anything?
Yeah, just two.
Been answered? Okay. Thank you very much. That's everybody I have that is registered. Is there anybody here on this item that has not registered? No? Gentlemen, come back up. There's a number of items to discuss with you. You have heard the comments. Perhaps you can just start addressing them as I just do a little bit of looking through here to see whether it might be covered off in other parts of the report.
Sure. I'll sort of wing it here. If I miss it, you can correct me on the way, maybe. With regards to the gentleman who's got the house to the south side of us, and I forget the exact number, I understand his concern about being between two condo projects. I empathize with that. We've actually discussed that. There's on that property line, exactly between our properties and his, there's actually some fairly substantial trees on that property. If you look at the Google Earth map, and if you can see it off that, we will do everything we can to minimize those trees. We want to keep them for our benefit as well. That's most certainly a concern, because I certainly understand his feelings about being hemmed in. The other thing which comes to mind is that is also one of the reasons we've gone to the building style we have done.
What, Paul, off the top of my head, or maybe Rob, you can answer for me, what's the side yard setback there?
What's proposed in the drawing is a minimum of 15 feet to the balcony plus an additional to the 8 feet to the building wall. So the actual building
can
wall
I see
is
that,
8.
That's 8 feet.
Yeah. They meet the bylaw.
And why is it that the buildings can't be further this way?
It kind of depends on the geotech.
Oh, okay.
Because the top of bank distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just need this. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, and secondly to that, I guess one of the reasons when we first looked at the property initially, we looked at some of the properties down St. Mary's, like the waterfront and other locations. We had also discussed this property because the option was there for us to go to an RMFL density, which would have allowed us to go up to 7 stories. And that would have had a much greater impact on all neighboring properties on both sides, on either side, north and south of us, as well as across the street.
Under the existing zoning, you're not allowed to go 7 stories.
Correct. I understand that.
Right.
I understand that. Yeah, we had that discussion with Robert as well. But we have tried to do what we can to minimize that impact on the neighboring properties as well. And the setback requirements off St. Mary's, we have applied for the variance on that because we're also very limited on the back end because the amount of property is being taken off the riverside from the property as well. So we have a fairly, from 8-point-some acres, we're down to just under 5 acres of property we can actually work with. So that takes quite a bit of
usable
property.
Your buildings are pushed quite away to St. Mary's Road. You don't have any room at the back to bring them back a little bit more off of St. Mary's? Or
we can't, because the geotechnical report was done, and they come in with their stabilization reports, and they tell us how many meters we have to stay off as well. And the geotechnical report was the one that created that situation for us.
Okay.
And on the front side, we don't actually have balconies facing directly onto St. Mary's either. That would be looking over top of St. Mary's or across the street. Our balconies are facing the north and south side of the building. Now, I realize St. Mary's isn't maybe running perfectly north and south, but if you look at the drawings, you'll see the balconies do face north and south, with exception on the riverside.
Okay. So the issue of riverbank stabilization, you're doing geotechnical work already, I would presume.
That's all been done. That's correct.
And you know what stabilization you have to do there.
Yeah.
There's a significant amount of land will end up in the hands of the city anyway. I would imagine that's...
almost half the property.
Almost half the property. It ends up being public green space. Somebody mentioned something about a flood wall, but I don't know that you need a flood wall there. You have to meet the 1997
precisely. They gave
standards.
Us an elevation, and they based it on that. So when they're doing their geotechnical as well as the floodplain marks, there's two things that they work with. One is your riverbank stability. The other one is your floodplain elevation. So we have to meet both of those requirements is what we have to do.
You're kind of boxed in here, and we've taken quite a bit of land to try and continue this desire to keep this green corridor along here. But I do hear the concerns of the residents on the other side. The plan I have in front of me shows some landscaping on the front. Do you have any objection to substantially upgrading that landscaping to include evergreen trees that will grow?
No issue at all. We would do that anyway. We'd be happy to do that.
And likewise, there's not a lot of setback on the on Mr. I'm going to say his name wrong again because I can't remember. Gacci, yeah. Mr. Gacci's property line. Do you have room there to do some landscaping that would shield the property? Can we make it a requirement of plan approval?
I think that's doable. We have 15 feet.
It's like it looks like you got about 15 feet at least, but I don't know how much you need there to do a decent evergreens that are going to grow to a height that is actually going to provide some protection. Plus leaving, some of the existing, from my aerial shots, it looks like a lot of the existing is actually on his property already.
Yeah, his house would be very close to being parallel to the back of the building, I believe. I think, does that make sense, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. By the time you take the land.
Because the angle of the building, such as it is, it's... We would certainly be willing to work with landscaping, whatever we could do there as well. And there's existing trees that are quite substantial on that side too, which we would certainly try to avoid taking anything if we had to.
Okay. And have you had any conversation with our administration about the traffic impacts on St. Mary's Road?
It's all been done. We have a traffic... I'll let Jeremy speak to that.
Yes, we did do a traffic impact study, which was submitted a couple of weeks ago to Public Works, I believe. And their analysis was concluded that traffic from the proposed development will have no impact on adjacent highway network with minor median revisions. Of course, we
can. So
cannot.
There will be doing some median work in order to ensure that you're not creating a worse situation that already exists and maybe even cleaning up some of the issues that exist.
As far as traffic flow, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay, I think I've got enough here. You can stand down.
Thank you.
No, just the applicant is the ones that come back. Oh, hang on a second, gentlemen. Just a second. I forgot one very important piece. I guess today there were changes to the ACG report, and you've seen those and gone over them with the planner?
Yeah.
And you're fine with those changes?
We're okay with that.
Okay.
There's an addition to the zoning agreement as well, as a result. It's the bottom one. What we did is we took one piece out of the ACG report regarding the
indemnification on the PR zone.
Yeah, and that's going to go now to the zoning agreement. Okay. So it's the same clause, or that's slightly modified clause.
That's the part you added to the title, you're saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
The one.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. If you will take the chair, Councillor.
I will.
On the subdivision and rezoning, I will move... that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read, that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor, contrary, carried.
That the recommendations of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with the zoning agreement amendments and the ACG report amendments as provided by the administration.
All in
and
favor.
Agreed to by the proponent.
All in favor. Contrary, carried.
I want to add one other clause that identifies the concerns of some of the residents that when the plans are coming forward approval, that we pay specific attention to the impacts of light on the properties on the east side of St. Mary's, and that where possible, we include landscaping. I say evergreen, but I'm just going to leave it as landscaping so that you can work with them, because I don't know that you actually can do evergreen on the one side there, but that will mitigate the some of the sightline concerns of both the properties on St. Mary's Road and the neighboring single-family residential.
Where do you want to add that?
Just as a clause in the recommendation. Just another recommendation that the plan approval include that pay specific attention to those two pieces.
In the zoning agreement,
okay. Well, I'm just doing it in the recommendations on the front end. So, yeah, in the zoning agreement.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that so? That's another amendment to the general clause. All in favor? Contrary, carried.
Okay, and the supporting reasons are that just this, sort of this continuing densification that we're seeing in the city, and that sort of the growing up rather than going out, as our Winnipeg directs us to do. This looks like a suitable development on this stretch, and it's nice to see us gathering a substantial piece of river frontage property for a community greenway as well. Those are the supporting reasons.
Supporting reasons, and you move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Absolutely.
All in favor, contrary, carried. The variance.
The variance, okay. And so there's no further amendments required on the variance as far as technical amendments, no?
No.
Okay.
I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor, contrary, carried.
I will move that the receipt of public representation